In our weekly Getting to Know Your Beef Checkoff, brought to you by Your Beef Checkoff, did you know recent research efforts have been underway using aging methods on beef value cuts? Dwayne Johnson, animal science professor with the University of Florida in Gainesville, has been involved with beef value cut research for quite a few years, and those efforts continue.
Most people are aware that meat or beef specifically is aged prior to consumption for a period of time to enhance tenderness and flavor, and that can occur in a bag, which you call wet age versus dry age, which is really just kind of the way we used to do it in the old days, just hanging in a refrigerator or in a cooler. And usually the dry aging only used now for real high quality cuts and only usually in white tablecloth venues. And what we wanted to do is see if you could dry age some of those value cuts that have been identified, and we specifically compared a muscle out of the chuck, the triceps brachii, which we call the clawed heart, to some middle meat cuts like the strip loin and the sirloin, and dry aged them under different parameters, and surprisingly found that that clawed heart was very similar to the sirloin after a 28-day dry aging period.
And Dr. Johnson was pleased with the results from this aging research.
What we'd like to see is someone take those lower, less expensive portions of the carcass, like the clawed heart, and apply some of this aging technology and maybe upscale that cut and really improve on the offering to the consumer so that they can have a more pleasing experience, eating experience at maybe a value price.
Get to know your beef checkoff at mybeefcheckoff.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.